Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, playing. Got someone set up for it.
Camera, like a knife held in your hand. What you mad about? I don't know, and I don't give a damn. Break the rules because I can. Let everybody see their future here in me. Just watch the wheel go round. I'll share as you go down. You're only smoking me.
Of Wrestling Fan Speak Out Aftermath. There's no limitations, agitations, whatever you call limitations, education. or no copycats, no anything like that. See, I was going to say something I already forgot. So that's messed me up. But, So we come, folks. You have four matches in an hour on main event, and you have a corrupted, might as well call her a dictator in TNA, and I didn't see all the SmackDown, so I can't say much of that, and a way to end Raw with Daniel Bryan decide to not be with the family. But then again, who knows? It could have been his plan. We will talk about those stuff in a minute, but somebody wants to talk about Hulk Hogan. You don't have to listen. So, the floor is yours.
Okay. Well, it's all about family. Hulk Hogan, Find Me, Hulk Hogan, and also they did a little story on Carolina Bio channel, which I think was on a few years back. Tell us the story of of his life and career in wrestling before, during, and after of his career. And it pretty much gives a entire retrospect of his for him and his respect of what he went through in his career. You know, like, I didn't know he was with WWF with Vince the Man's dad, which I find it really interesting.
Yeah.
And also for the reasons why he did some of the things he did, especially with WCW and NWO. He always had to try to keep things fresh for himself and keep this and kind of change it up all the time, so that's why he did what he did. So it pretty much sums up his life and career and what and his low points came down of his low points. It's pretty much
sex tape.
Ow, no sex tape.
That's what he did.
He did? I don't know that.
Well, his former friend. That was his former friend, I think, now ex-wife
yeah.
or something like that.
Oh, okay. He learned something every day. It just pretty much shows how someone's career is in line with each other. His life, personal life, professional life, try to keep it separate, but sometimes. But now he's better and happier. He's happy again. He's got married again. Well, he's no longer with TNA Wrestling. But,
of course not.
You know, so it's pretty much just the whole respect that I have for him.
Well, I still don't like the man. I still think he's a slave. I still think that he's sold out. And I think
Wait, let me catch you right there. What do you think of his playing him being sold out?
Selling out. Well, he went over to TNA and everything that he did because he was one of the first ones who was bitching about TNA when TNA started and said that he would never go for them. And yet he went right over to it.
Why
is that? Yeah. And then, you know, the whole thing with his daughter and everything, and there's something not right about that relationship. I don't care how close you are. I would not be rubbing suntan lotion on my son's ass. You know, I think that there's a lot about his marriage that has gone unsaid, and I do believe the report of him being abusive, mainly because if you saw, like, how totally overprotective he was with Brooke, you can see him being abusive. You know, and I just think that he had a good thing that he just basically could stay away. I don't respect the man. I don't like the man. I think who he is only bringing it back because they know who people is. I intensely dislike him. I think he's an embarrassment to WWE. He should not be allowed to return, but, you know, especially as he ran his mouth on exactly what he thought of Vince and he thought of Shane and what he thought of Stephanie, yet they're saying, okay, here's the contract, come back. To me, if you do that, like, I'm not going to let anybody who's worked for us in the past who's bad-mouthed us come back to my company over my dead body. And for WWE to do that, I'm sorry, that's me, that's wrong. And I just don't like him. I think that, you know, he plays on the fact that people considered him to, well, at the time it was the whole thing with the Cold War and everything, with the Iron Sheik and all that lot. It played in at a time where we were, you had these, like, remember me and Robert were talking about the other evening about Eastern Europe and Western Europe and everything,
mm-hmm.
and it played into that whole time frame. And yet at the time, that is what people wanted. They wanted an American hero. They wanted somebody who was larger than life to come out and everything. So he capitalized on it and took it to the extreme. And I think became very, in his mind, godlike. But look at me, look what I am. I'm nothing. There's nothing to say. That's why I like him. He's a sleeve bag, and I have no desire to watch his documentary because I think it's just him blowing smoke out of his sacky ass once again. I think his kids are a disgrace. Nick should have stayed in prison for a lot longer than he did, and instead of blaming the kids, who, you know, who's now having to struggle every day of his life. You know, the family is disgusted. And I don't blame Linda for going off and talking to an 18-year-old. I would too after having to deal with sagging balls in his bald head.
That's a good one. But, them breaking open back, of course, it does draw money. And for them, although, you know, people back and forth talk this and that, they do what's best for business. And they know they will draw. So that many with them, money coming in, WrestleMania 30 around the corner, they want them to be very good. So, but despite his antics, like his personal life and stuff, I still respect him, and like, great for what he did for that era of wrestling in the 80s.
In the 80s, it was at the right time. We were going through the Cold War. You had the East and the West and everything. And as I say, you needed that superhero. Everybody was still looking for that one person. You know what I mean? Save everybody. And at the time, he was it, and he did good at the time. So,
I guess my problem would be is like when he came back from WCW and went to WWE, it was just the way that they treated him, like after WrestleMania, have him, he won the title, then he loses it a month later, then they treat him like crap, having like loss after loss after loss to some of these people. I think he could have beat.
But the whole point of it is that, you know, my thing is that he's very two-faced with everything that he's done. You know, you can't go around bad-mouthing a company and then be kissing their ass the next day.
Especially a company that kind of...
I mean, my whole thing is this. As you know, I've stepped back from doing stuff with WFSL because I got very disappointed with the whole local wrestling thing, that type of thing. Even if I quit WFSL completely, or we had a falling out where I just was like, you AJ, I want nothing to do with it. That would be between you and me. I would never publicly go out there and badmouth a company that, one, I helped create, and two, the, you know, help me with that. I wouldn't do that. And that's what basically he did. To me, it's very, very unprofessional that you are going to badmouth a company like that and now go back to him.
Hmm.
I mean, I will say this. I don't like The Rock. That, you know, you know that.
Yeah,
I don't like how he, the way he goes. I have no problem with him going from wrestling to movie. That I have no issue with. Because he has done it very successfully, which is good because it has opened the door for other wrestlers to be able to that transition when their wrestling career is over. So that I have an issue with. You know what my issue is with the way he quit and wanted nothing to do with it and everything. But with that being said, he never badmouthed WWE. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He just said that he, you know, didn't want to talk about his wrestling. He had no, you know, that wasn't part of who he was. Blah, blah. He never badmouthed WWE. But that would give him that props, because he could have at any time.
Oh, God. That is funny. But,
you not even listen to YouTube?
No, I heard you was talking about The Rock. I heard what you said. So, but I didn't. I understand you respectfully, because he didn't talk about WWE behind his back. And you already know my issue with him is like how he was towards the fans.
And that's my issue with him. I'm not saying that I don't have an issue over how he treated the fans and everything. I'm just saying, at least when he left WWE, he didn't badmouth, he didn't slam people. I know personally he probably did have issues with Stephanie and Vince and, you know, all the others. I'm sure he did. But he, you know, remained professional and knew that you look bad. You make yourself look like a complete dick when you get out like that.
That's true. But I guess, like, we're probably going to see him sooner or later. And no matter if you like him or hate him, Hulk Hogan did have a good, successful career, although we just don't get the controlling he did with TNA, him and Eric Bischoff. It just made TNA go the wrong way and make them in the position where they're at now.
And that's the whole thing, is that he wasn't, I'm sure that he had, you know, he thought that he could do this, that, and the other based on his past and everything, but he really was, for me, too out of state for what was needed. You know what I mean? He was back in the 80s. If you thought everything was that stuff that we did in the 80s and the early 90s, it was from way back. And it worked then. It didn't fit what people wanted to see now. And that was the issue. And that's where TNA started to turn into a job. That's why they're screwed now. They've got to do some serious... Look at that photo you showed me. They did a show in a high school gym.
Yeah.
That's going back to, like, local fed and indie fed. That is, I understand what I'm saying. I can get it if they were doing it, say it was a charity thing, something like that, because then you do do it. But, no, you, I mean, if you can't, like, if you came into Milwaukee, bring them on a book, turn a hole. They don't have the revenue that TNA does. TNA could book places, like, turn a hole and that type of thing. Pull a really good crowd.
Yeah, but
they won't be able to do Brad and Senator, but Jonah Hall, they would be able to pack out a high school gym. You can't tell me that these little cities and everything around the state do not have a Jonah Hall type place.
Or like a small venue like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Something similar size wise.
The thing is like, when I saw this past Thursday's Impact episode, it was just, the main event was just crazy. She got, like, a lot of people, like, interfering in the match, and that's all it was like, all the matches was, like, interference, and, like, what they had, like, Bad Influence, they had, was EC3, Ethan Carter III. And I can't, I'm just going to call him the English guy so I can remember his name.
But that's the issue. That's the issue, though, that people have got right now. When was it? It was about 3 weeks ago when we watched TNA. One match in the first hour.
Oh, yeah.
I would say they're like, okay, we just had 15 minutes of talking. And then we're like, okay, maybe after this commercial break there'll be a match. No, none of it. And it just went on. And it was literally about, if I remember, it was about 8:55. There was the first match. And we looked at each other like, an hour, really?
Right. Which, at least, like, the past few weeks, they have done, like, 5 matches, which is good. And they did it with this past Thursday, too. And as I was saying about what happened this past Thursday from, like, a lot of people interfering, and like they was taking out people that was going to help on AJ Styles. The only person they didn't took out was Sting, and Sting was trying to help AJ as best as he can, but couldn't do much. It was just too many numbers and people. So, but they did make history with Madness is now the undisputed world champion, which, as we mentioned before, is like the first British guy that ever had, like, you know, the main title. And it's like, I'm not saying like TNA fall or anything like that, but it took like an organization, you know, this long for them to give it to somebody, you know, that's British.
And one thing, as I told you, I am really glad that they did take the initiative to do that. Not because I'm seeing me being British, I'm never a friend British guy. Let's be perfectly honest. But not for that reason, but for the reason that you finally got, in my mind, showing international talent.
Mm-hmm.
And if TNA wants to, you know, continue think in advance just to try and get out of the mess they're in, they're going to need a world audience. And the best way to do it is, I'm not saying that having like a day out in front of Australia is a good idea, but having someone from the UK to me is a smart move because of European influence. You know, English fans, when it comes to wrestling, we pack out everywhere.
Yeah, they love it.
We pack out everywhere.
Yeah, they don't.
And I remember going with my brother when I was about 12 to try to get into a show.
The thing is because, you know, out of the U.S., wherever you go, you want to sell out no matter what organization you're at. WWE, TNA, if Ring of Honor decides to do a world tour, they will sell out.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's just anywhere in the world besides the U.S. will be more supportive of wrestling.
Well, the thing is, I'll say for like in a position where I wrestling on both sides of the Atlantic. We know it's scripted.
Mm-hmm.
And we get that. That's not even an issue.
Right.
But wrestling's really big in England. We have our own wrestling festival. We have European wrestling that's televised. That you guys you're never going to see out of here because for starters, you have three pinfalls during a match.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But my whole thing is, getting back to my point that I stressed out once more, is the fans are encouraged and respected. We do a lot of things in England that TNA actually started doing a lot of. And that was, remember when we went to DNA show where you had the meet before the show?
And, yeah, after, yeah.
All wrestling in England's like that. And the whole thing is that it made to be so much friends, like family friendly. You do have your adult wrestling show.
Mm-hmm.
And those are, it'll say on things, you know, just for argument's sake, then we did want to be like WSS Alphabet, that adults on. The rest of them are very family friendly. They're everywhere, and I mean everywhere.
Uh-huh.
To get in, it's like in dollars, you're talking about $5-$6. It's, you know, and.
Hell cheap.
Yeah, and the whole point of it is that. In the UK and Europe, when you go to certain wrestling fans in Europe as well, they know why they're wrestling. And
yeah.
So when WWE comes into town and TNA comes into town, you want to see that, especially with English people in there. Or you have to put on a poster in England, WWE featuring Wade Barrett, William Regal, sell that crowd out. British Bulldog was one of the first hospital ones. National, and that was one of the most major things.
Right, it just sucks that he never been like WWE champion, although he should. Right, because I'm thinking Best Days Politics part of the time has something to deal with some of these stars that should have been, you know, champion. But,
The problem is that I don't think the people like Vince McMahon. He's a good businessman. He has to eventually got where he is.
Right.
But he does. I don't think he actually gets the full that having a European wrestler win, having a black wrestler hold title, a big title,
mm-hmm.
will actually do for his business.
Right. It'll be. You have more of an audience.
You will. Shut up! You patronizing little worm. I'm doing great. Chill.
But, anywho, what a way to end Monday Night Raw with, having Daniel Bryan, Bray Wyatt, and the Usos fighting, like, twice in one night with Usos winning both falls. And I guess, like, as we were just trying to explain earlier, Daniel Bryan actually ended up attacking Bray Wyatt, and the cage was locked and just went on an all-war assault against him. Yeah. And the crowd was livid. They loved every bit of what he did. So my thing is, I thought this Daniel Bryan joined the Wyatt family, I thought it was going to be, I knew it was going to be short-lived, but I didn't think it was going to be this short. Thought they'll probably keep it going for like the Royal Rumble or something. It probably will happen. For somebody that doesn't pay attention to Buster Wrestling, you agreeing on everything. But anywho, you saw the New Age Outlaws walk out on CM Punk, and he ended up getting beat up with, and the Shield ended up winning the match on 3-on-1.
Right.
Then also,
Kofi
Kingston defeated Randy Orton, and they call it an upset, but I don't call it an upset. I think everybody knew that Kofi Kingston can win over Randy Orton, but it's just finally happened. I was just talking about the guy that attacked him too. But yeah, Randy Orton had attacked John Cena's dad after John Cena had a match with Daniel Sandow earlier, and although Randy Orton was so pissed that he lost to Kofi Kingston, started beating up on his dad, so I guess they're really trying to stir up this rivalry, so. Right. How much minutes we got left? I thought so. This is all the time we're going to have for today. Just look at our other shows, WFSO Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio. Also look for videos up on YouTube. I'm going to try to do a video of my prediction of what's going to happen in wrestling in 2014, so I'm going to try to work on that. And I'm thinking they probably going to want to work on a video of their predictions, too. That's up to y'all. So, I guess we're going to be done. So, don't forget to check out our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.Weebly.com. Like us on Facebook, MySpace, and subscribe our channel on YouTube.
Yep,
we do have a mobile app, so it's Wrestling Fans. Thank you. Well, it kind of is. I just go there every now and then just to look. But anyway, thank you guys for listening, and we will see y'all.
Thank you.
Are you doing your show Wednesday?
Probably.
Well, you will hear from her on Wednesday. And I got a certain amount of seconds left. It was WrestlingFansSpeakOut.mobile app for the mobile app. So check that out. Thank you. Good night, everybody. See you next week.